ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden speaking to the nation from the Oval Office, explaining the importance of the U.S. providing assistance to both Israel and Ukraine.
History has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction.
He's expected to ask for a package of more than $105 billion that includes funding for those two countries, along with funds to manage the southern border. There's still no leader in the House of Representatives, but Ohio's Jim Jordan says he will take his name to the floor for a third time on Friday. He's failed in his first two bids to become Speaker. The attorney who pushed conspiracy theories about election fraud, Sidney Powell, agreed to plead guilty to criminal charges in the Georgia election interference case. She will testify against co-defendants. One co-defendant is former President Trump. And a federal judge in California said the state's assault weapons ban violates the Second Amendment. This is ABC News. There's a state of emergency in Jefferson County, New York. That's the home of the Fort Drum Army Base. It's because of a major water main break. It's impacted the water supply for more than 40,000 people. Officials say they hope to have the problem fixed by Sunday, and residents will then have to boil their water for 2 to 3 days. The Justice Department Thursday announced a settlement with a major financial institution in a case of redlining. The Justice Department says Ameris Bank admitted to denying and discouraging credit services to Black and Hispanic residents in Jacksonville. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the bank mailed more than 22,000 postcards featuring white models.
Not one postcard was sent to a single resident in a majority Black and Hispanic neighborhood.
As part of the settlement, Ameris will pay $9 million to help Black and Hispanic residents access credit. The bank is also going to open its first full-service branch at a majority Black and Hispanic neighborhood. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the